just sell scout during the bye week. You know, we do it on a weekly basis. We look at the games that we feel like our opponents are looking at, but whatever that constitutes, and we kind of say, okay, what are they seeing? How many, you know, left returns have we run? How many right returns have we run? How, you know, what tendencies are we forming? And again, tendencies are like anything else. You know, when it's 50-50, 60-40, 65-35, you know, how hard can you bank on 60-40? You know, but when it's 90% or 95% that certain things are happening, then, you know, now you're getting, that's pretty predictable. So, and again, you would think that, And sometimes it's okay. You know, sometimes it's kind of okay to everybody, look, Nolan Ryan's on the mound, he's going to throw a fastball. I mean, you know, that's no secret. You know, is he better off throwing a fastball than a changeup? Yeah, so he's going to throw a fastball. Let's see who can hit it. I mean, I don't say you have to change up all the time. You just got to know what you're doing. You know, you want to say, okay, if they know it's coming, it's our best thing. We're going to do it anyway. Let's see if they can stop it. You know, that's all right. But you just got to know what you're doing. You know, and if you say, well, you know, we think we're going to, they're not going to adjust to it, and then they do because it's something you do all the time, then, you know, you don't want to put yourself in that position. So, but it's not something that just happens during the bye week. It happens every week. Could you take a little longer look at it during the bye week? Yeah, absolutely. And that's a good thing to do, but it's something that we do on a weekly basis.